Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever and forever and forevermore. And our soul says amen, 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 and amen again. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. I was glad when they said unto me, come and let us go into the house of the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. We are indeed rejoicing in this another day that he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, and God's name is greatly to be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. Amen. Now, we want to welcome all of our first-time listeners calling in for the very, very first time. Amen. Please enjoy the services on today. Amen. We welcome you. Amen. And we want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. Monday through Saturdays at this hour, and then on Sundays at 12 o'clock. Amen. So please enjoy the services today to the extent that you keep on, keep on, keep it on coming on back. Amen and amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We pray that everyone, amen, is excited. Amen. Another day that the Lord has kept us. Another day that the Lord has blessed us. Amen. So we want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. For his goodness, his mercies, and thank God for his love. Amen, amen. I am Dr. Alfreda out of Philadelphia, giving God all the praise, giving God all the glory, and giving God all of the honor. There is nobody like him, amen, in all of the earth. Amen. He brought us, amen, up through the miry. Then he delivered us out of the miry clay, set our feet on a rock to stay. Amen and amen. We want to thank God. Amen for our Friday night praise on last night, our Friday night praise party. We want to thank God for that. And to God be praise and honor. Just want to thank God for bringing us through the week. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Amen. The our 5 o'clock prayer on Facebook. Amen. We don't, we do not do that on the weekends. Amen. Glory be to God. Just Monday through Fridays, every 5 o'clock on the Facebook Live, for 30 minutes of prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Come and join us. Amen. Then we come here and have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. The Lord said he'll prepare us a table before the presence of our enemies. Amen. Hallelujah. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen and amen. All right, saints, amen, hallelujah. Let us get into the word of God today. Amen, hallelujah. One thing about this ministry, amen, glory be to God. I had a friend, amen, glory be to God, and he had a son, and whenever his son would come past to visit me, glory be to God, he would say, Miss Alfreda, be cooking like It's a million man march. glory be to God. Whenever I put my heart into it, amen, I can cook whenever I put my heart into it. Amen. Glory be to God. And so we bless the Lord in the natural. Amen. And so we do the same thing in the spiritual over here in the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Celebrating 11 years. Amen. Now we just don't give you no half a sandwich. Glory be to God. No. We load you up with the collard greens and the baked chicken. Glory be to, and the candy yams and the rice and the cornbread and the corn on the cob. Glory be to God. And the tossed salad. Glory be to God. We treat you good. Amen. And so be blessed be the name of the Lord. How do we do that? All we do is yield to the Holy Ghost. We just yield to the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost will do the rest. Amen. So this is how we serve you every day. Amen. All day long here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. And we count it a pleasure, amen, to be in the service of the Lord. All right. Well, I get a little break today. Amen. Hallelujah. It was a pleasure. It was, I'm going to tell you the truth, for me to get up to be on Facebook Live every morning, I mean, I had to be up 3 o'clock in the morning. My alarm go at 3 o'clock. I just get up, take my shower, get dressed. Amen. Glory be to God. And I have to go into prayer before I pray. Amen. I just can't jump, amen, in the middle of Facebook with them demons and warlocks and sorcerers and think they're going to allow me to get a prayer through. See? And they're going to allow me to pray for the nation. Glory be to God. Amen. But they see me in front of the camera, but they don't see my angels in back of me. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And God told me to wrap my head. Now, that's the first time, because I grew up in holiness, and I couldn't figure out why the mothers always said, put something on your head. I couldn't. You know what I mean? I thought they were just being, ignorant. To not ignorant, but it didn't take all that. But this is one time I heard God said, wrap your head. Glory be to God. Amen. Let me know he my covering. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody praying for me or not. Come on, I got your back. There's a work to be done. God is so awesome. Any saints? Amen. All we got to do is keep our ears open. All we got to do is keep our ears open. Amen. Glory be to God. So now I'm talking to the Lord and say, well, Lord, am I allowed to change colors? I don't mind wrapping my head. I wrap my head up. Amen. When I come on Facebook, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I wrap my head. And I have been in satanic warfare all this week. Glory be to God. My children been in satanic warfare all this week. But guess what? We refuse to stop. Amen. Hallelujah. We took every demon down. Every demon down. Glory be to God. Right now, amen. My throat's still trying to act up for me. But look, we taking every demon down. Amen. In Jesus' name, because we are anointed to do so. Coming to us this morning, amen, to bring us what thus saith the Lord, amen, for this season, amen, for this day, for this hour. Amen. We want to thank God. Let me see. All right, there we go. Amen. I see your last four digits on your telephone number. Amen. Glory be to God. Sometimes when there's a lot of people on, I can't find, have to tell you to hit the number one, and that'll take you to the top of the queue. Amen. But she don't have to hit number one because I see it right there. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for this young lady. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for the God in her. I will say for as long as I've known this, her, glory be to God, she is very passionate, amen, very passionate in her walk, very passionate in her service in the Lord's kingdom, amen. She is indeed a prayer warrior, amen, and she is a fearless fighter. Mm-hmm. She is filled with the Holy Ghost, and she's filled with fight, with the power, amen, and she ain't not playing no games, amen. She loves Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. She loves his people. Amen. So coming to us this morning, beloved, all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Amen. As I introduce to some, amen, and present to others, amen, our evangelist, Ernestine Jackson. Amen. That we might receive her this morning. Amen. For her grace, and receive her this morning for her abilities. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Amen. Evangelist Jackson, are you there?
Yes.
All right. God bless you. Amen. God bless you, and the floor is yours.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we just thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Give an introduction to the Life Word Kingdom Ministry, Dr. Frieda Bradford, Lord, and all the life partners. Giving honor to our bishop, you know, Lawrence. They let him know about this assignment, and he released me to go. But God orchestrated this, and I just thank God. I'm giving him glory. I give him praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just thank him. Hallelujah for handpicking me, for handpicking y'all all. Hallelujah. I just thank him. I give him glory. I'm asking you, Lord, that I decrease you and fill me up with your Holy Ghost, Lord. I kneel at the cross. Hallelujah. I come empty before you, Lord. And I tell you, thank you. Speak, Lord, speak out my mouth. Hallelujah. And I just give you glory and I give you praise. What you had gave me to speak to your people, but first you gave it to me. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. My topic today will be this breakfast time. It's 6 in the morning. Rekindle fire of the Holy Ghost. Rekindle the fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, it's so much about rekindling the fire of the Holy Ghost. And when you think of the word in the Greek, when you think about rekindle, it means stir up the gift. Stir it up. The gift must be cultivated, activated, tapped. Hallelujah. Not that you don't have it, because in St. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. First of all, you have to accept the Lord as your personal savior. Amen. And then the Holy Ghost will automatically come in you. And then the Holy Ghost is a gentleman, and he'll lead you and guide you to all truth. But that's just a little deposit and a little nugget. That's not my, you know, that's just a little, like you said, a little teacher or introduction. Amen. So once you do that, the Holy Ghost is in you, and it will lead you and guide you into all truth. But the Lord gave me today to get to y'all. Stir it up. I don't care what level you are. Hallelujah. The apostle, the bishop, the evangelist, the missionary, the servant, the minister, or, you know, just a new person that's coming in. But he says, stir it up. Let's take it to another level in the name of Jesus, and we're going to give him glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. So when we look at the scripture in 2 Timothy, hallelujah, 6 and 7, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee, by putting it on my hands. For God has not given the spirit of fear, but the power of love and of the sound mind. I heard some of our dear sister, she was talking about stir up the gift. I heard another one say, shut up in my bone. I heard another one talking about love, joy, peace, long-suffering, and fruit of the spirit. Then I heard another one, our bishop was talking about not being fearful. And I said, Lord, they all on my sermon. And the Lord saying, that's confirmation. And that's what I want you to talk about. Amen. So rekindling the gift. We all have a gift. In 1 Corinthians 12, 1 and 10. Now concerning the spiritual gift. I'm talking about the spiritual gift. Apostle. Dr. Bradford, when she was talking about how she was stirring up them pots, and you know, when she wanted to stir up the candy yam and the chicken and all these different stuff, stir it up. But that was the Lord say, stir it up in your spirit, stir it up. Hallelujah, stir it up. Sometimes the Lord will tell me something is dormant, something is dead, and need to come to another level, come alive in the name of Jesus. So 1 Corinthians 12:2, it says, ye know that you were Gentile and carried away into these dumb idols, even as you was led. 1 Corinthians 12:3, wherefore I give you to understand the no man speak about the Spirit of God calling Jesus a cur, but in that no man saying that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 12:4, now there are diversity, that means a variety of administration, but the same Lord. That means variety is gift. 1 Corinthians 12:5, and they are different of administration, but of the same Lord. And there are diversity of operating, but in the same God, which working all in all. And 1 Corinthians 12:7, but the manifestation, that means manifestation, meaning being seen and evidence. See, when you're in Christ and when you're praying and when you're fasting and when you're hungry and thirst after righteousness, you shall be still. It will be evidence. You got the Holy Ghost. Because a lot of times you might be talking, and you might be speaking, and you might be praying, but there's no evidence of the Holy Ghost. There's no evidence of the anointing. There's no evidence. So it just seems like you're saying something with not no evidence of the Holy Ghost. Oh, my. And the Spirit is given to every man, prophet, where are, and then for the one is given the Spirit of the word of wisdom. See, you got to know what God had gave you. How did you got to know it? You know, he didn't give everybody the same gift, but you know something's got the word of wisdom. And when you know it's just the word of wisdom, that's what you're going after. You reading the word, 2 Timothy 2:15, to study, show yourself approved, a workman under the God, right, divine, the word of truth. You just want the word, and you're going to be around the word. You want to be around fire. And fire in the Bible is 424 times fire. Oh, my. Where is your fire at this morning? Hallelujah. My. It gives us wisdom another, the word of knowledge, and by the same Spirit. But another faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gift of healing by the same Spirit. But I'm learning when you have the gift, it's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you lay aside every weight and descend. That's so easy, set it and run this race with patience, that has the manifestation of evidence of the Holy Ghost. And then it's saying, and another working of the miracles, and another prophecy, and then another, the divers of tongues, kinds of tongues, and another, the prophecy, and another, hallelujah, interpretation of tongues, rekindling the gift of the Holy Ghost. Stir it up. Hallelujah. Stir it up. Mean fire, spiritual fire. Fire may symbolize passion, birth, death, rebirth, forever. Purging, purification, that means prayer. Hallelujah. But let you know, stir it up. Hallelujah. And 2 Chronicles 7:1, as soon as Solomon finished his prayer, my. Father came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifice, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. See, he had the Holy Ghost, and he was praying, and God filled the temple. What he's filling in your house? Moses in 1:10, so I will send a fire upon the walls, Halatara, and it shall divide her stronghold. That means pulling down the stronghold of imagination. Anything going to stop you from doing the work of the Lord? Every day we got to pull it down. Pull it down. Pull it down. And Deuteronomy 4:24, for the Lord your God is a consuming fire. He a jealous God. And Hebrews 1:7, the angel, he said, he made his angels wind and his ministry a flame of fire. We as ministers, hallelujah, we are a flame of fire. That's why we can't go where people want you to go. You can't do what people go, because we are flame of fire. My. In Isaiah 43:2, when you pass through the water, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. And when you walk through the fire, you should not be burned, and the flame should not consume you. Amen. And Mark 9:23, and if you have caused you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than with two hands to go to hell to under charitable fire. So he let you know, when you're in sin, you're going to go to hell. Hallelujah. But you be righteousness, you'll have that eternal life, and that's life without end. Hallelujah. And Acts 1:8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost come upon you, and ye shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and all Samaria and all to the utmost part of the earth. See, when you got the Holy Ghost, now you got to be his daughter, or you got to be his king, and you got to be his son, and you got to tell the world there's a Savior. Hallelujah. My. There's a Savior that saved the world. He saved a wretch like me. I was lost. I was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. My. Hallelujah. And then it's saying that Ephesians 1:19, when you believe, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe according to the work of his mighty power? What are the three signs of the Holy Spirit? Fire, this represents the Holy Spirit transforming our inner life. The inner is the Holy Ghost that's in you. Fire, number one, this is the representation of the Holy Spirit transforming our inner life. Two is when. This represented the Holy Spirit transforming the relationship among human and their communities. Number three is languages. This represents the Holy Spirit transforming the relationship between the human and community. Amen. Well, let you know, rekindle the fire of the Holy Ghost. I'm learning when you're married, or, you know, or when you're even single. And I'm learning sometimes the spark get dim. But I'm learning, as for me, a single woman, my spark got to be for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You just love him that much. Hallelujah. You just love him. You want everything about him. You just want to sponge off of him. You just want a revelation. It say to sup with him and to know him all the more. To fellowship with him and to know him all the more. And Luke 12:1-2. And when they bring you unto the synagogue and to the magistrate and the power, they take ye no thoughts how or what thing ye shall answer or what ye shall not be given. But Luke 12:12, for the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say. See, the Holy Ghost will give you what to speak on today. The Holy Ghost will give you what to pray at 5 in the morning, and he wakes us up 3 and 4 and 5 in the morning. Not just not to just get up there and turn back around. Just get up to pray. And then he'll tell you who to pray for, the Holy Ghost. And Revelation 3:15, it says, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I will, I would, thy word, cold or hot. He let you know. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. See, we as believers, if you got the Holy Ghost, we can be lukewarm. Hallelujah. He say hot or cold, not lukewarm. Hallelujah. He wanted to stay fire. And you do get tired, and you do get wounded, and you get this. But I'm letting you know, go back and pray. Go back in His word. Or tell somebody, I don't feel that good today, and let's get back up again. Hallelujah. In Galatians 5:25, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let it be a lifestyle. That's what the Lord gave me years ago. My walk is must be a lifestyle in the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. You are the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. We kindle the fire. They say, shut up in my bones. Like Jeremiah, he cried and he said, I will not mention the name or speak anymore in his name. Within there is some like a burning fire. Shut up in my bones. It's like the dry bone. That was Jeremiah 29. They thought nothing could come out of Nazareth. And you know the dry bones. Can these dry bones live? But the Lord said, sometime in our life, we in a dry situation. And the Lord said, I'm going to wake it up and to let you know you are going to come alive. You're going to come like a fire because they thought that you wouldn't have made it. They thought that you wouldn't amount to nothing. They talked about you. They criticized you. They talked. They brought you down. But look what God do. Your life was glad. And he brings you first. Hallelujah. The last shall be first, and the first shall be last. That's what God was doing, the Holy Ghost. Rekindle the fire of the Holy Ghost. Rekindle it. Rekindle it. Rekindle it. Light it up. Rejuvenize it. Tapping it. Activate it. Renew it. Join back to it. You know, we light candles, and sometimes the candles go out, and you got to get up and light it again. He says, light the candle. That's the fire of the whirlwind. That's the fire whirlwind, and that way you want to tell them about Jesus. Dr. Bradford's about a fire whirlwind, and got a lot of other people. They can't help themselves. It's all about Jesus' business, but I'm here to tell you, if you do God's business, He surely would do your business. Hallelujah. He surely would do your business. Hallelujah. In Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Put them first. Put them first. Put him first. And St. John Peter said, let not your heart be troubled. In my Father's house of many mansions. If it was not so, I would go and tell you so. He let you know in that chapter, he left the comforter. The comforter is to comfort you. The Holy Ghost that would lead you and guide you to all truth, not of the devil, but of truth, of righteousness, of holiness. Hallelujah. In Isaiah 61, and the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good tidings unto the meek, and he had sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and proclaim the liberty to captive, and to open the prison to them that are bound. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us, Christ. Hallelujah. The anointing one. He anoints you. Mind, the spirit. Hallelujah. Mind, spirit, soul. Soul is who you are and your body. That's of the flesh. And he anoints you to set them captives free. Hallelujah. And to open those that are in prison. Prison of their mind, mental illness. Even of the flesh, you know, want to just do whatever they want to do. They need to be set free. They need to get delivered. But to let you know the anointed one to spread the gospel of the good tidings of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 And then it's saying Psalms 84 and 11. Hallelujah. 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 God is so good and so marvelous. For the Lord God is a sun and shield, and the Lord will give grace and glory. No good things will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Let me read it again. Psalms 84, and this is the scripture that I stand on. 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good things will he withhold for them that walk uprightly. Lord, I just thank you. I just thank you. Rekindle the fire of the Holy Ghost. Once we accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, automatically we are filled with the Holy Ghost. I don't care if you're a new babe in Christ, or you're seasoned in the Lord, or you're mother in the Lord, or, you know, the Lord elevates you to the top. But the Lord told me to tell y'all today, let's take it to another level of the Holy Ghost, fill, power of anointing. Anointing, there's three reigns of anointing. First is anointing of this heaven salvation. Second anointing is of stirring up the gift. The third anointing is power, authority, and anointing. Let's go after the third. Power, authority, and anointing. We got the power. Stir up the gift. Rekindle it. Because when we speak, whatever we do, we can come against the enemy, and we'll speak in power and authority and anointing, because God has gave us all his power. Hallelujah. He gave it all. He gave us all of it in Acts 1 and 8. Hallelujah. I can't do that without saying that. Amen. You know, but his power, authority, and his anointing. But it's going to cost you something. You know, you might have been delayed. You've been doing ministry for so many years. So many, you know, single woman, you know, married. And got married. A little bit my situation, testimony is I turned it, I'm almost finished. Got married, and even learned it 20 years ago, but got married, and my husband even beat my knees on the wedding day. My. Hallelujah. Didn't tell nobody. Been faced with ministry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Doing the ministry, doing the work of the Lord, but not even your own needs not met. So it must be abounded. You must get rest. You must can have fun, you know, fun in Christ. And you can look at a movie, a gospel movie. You got to be careful with that. And you can laugh or do a puzzle. But the fact is, I just want to give you a little bit of my story. And, but to that, been holy. I moved in this place 1 month, and my husband left the next month. Hallelujah. And you talk about why the Lord gave me rekindle the fire of the Holy Ghost, saints, men or women, rekindle the love, rekindle the love. Rekindle the love that you have for God, the Father, God the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So I'm gonna read it until I be finished. Rekindle it. So sometimes after you've been through all that, I don't want no love. I don't want no husband. I don't want nothing. Only thing I want, Jesus, but he met my broken heart, and that I'm ready to receive the love for my opposite sex, because sometimes you be like my husband, and I minister to the young, that they got to put a ring on it. And sometimes through all this, Dr. Frieden and the bishop and all the saints and all my friends and colleagues, I learned patience. I'm one of the fruit of the Spirit. I learned patience. I learned how to fall and get up. I learned how to be mended. I learned how to be addicted to God's word. And as you rekindle the fire and the love and the joy and the peace and the long-suffering wisdom, be addicted to Christ. Be addicted to his word. Be addicted to prayer. Be addicted to it. Eyes sharpen eyes. So what you have, it be like a domino for, because you're trying to help someone. But a lot of time I really learned, a lot of people want to help. They be thinking they know all the things. But somebody want what you have of the gift that they have. And then eyes sharpen eyes. It be like a domino effect. So one's going to be up. And then if one is down, then the one that's up is going to sharpen that one, because it said the word is like a two-edged sword. Hallelujah. And that's what iron sharpens iron. Hallelujah. So what I have, I'm going to sharpen another. God didn't give us all this not to help nobody, to mentor them, to help them in the body, and to do what God, walk in your gift. What is your gift? Walk in that and cultivate that and tap in that in the Holy Ghost, and it will be evident. Hallelujah. 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 So this is my last scripture, and I'll be finished. Amen. Hallelujah. My. In Acts 1 and 8. Hallelujah. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is upon you, and you shall be my witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the utmost part of the earth, part of the earth. That's the promise of the spiritual, a worldwide campaign we have to do, power relating to our spirit. We had a spiritual promise. We are going to be witnesses and testimony and go and preach to the universe. In Jesus' name, amen. Give it back to you, Dr. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. And we kindle the fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We kindle the fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Like fire. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe our minister Thurman played that one of the songs last night. Amen. Like fire. Shut up in my bones. Amen. Glory be to God. It's time to rekindle that fire. Hallelujah. The fire of the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. That fire that's contagious. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time to get the fire back. Amen. Hallelujah. And this is what we are missing today. Amen. The kingdom of God is in power. Amen. We need the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Evidenced by the fire. Amen. Of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Moses didn't begin his journey. Amen. Hallelujah. Until he had an experience with the burning bush. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We got to have some fire. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Fire in our prayers. Amen. Fire in our walk. Fire in our talk. Fire in our life. Oh, glory be to God. Come out of the drab. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Get into the joy. Get into the action. Come on, fire. Stir it up. He says, stir it up. We want to thank God for an awesome word. on today. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And we heard you speak, sister. Amen. You have a volume of experience and wisdom inside of you. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And looking forward, amen, to the Lord. Amen. Even, amen, sharing more with us. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We say there's a story behind our praise. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. When you see me dancing, when you see me shouting, when you see me clapping, amen, glory be to God. Just know that there is a story behind my praise. Amen. And we need the fire. So we want to thank God. Amen. For that fiery sermon on this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. The fire. The fire. You look, if you don't think fire make a difference, amen, take a match. Amen. And light something in your house. Amen. Put it on the floor and walk out the room. Huh? You don't think fire make a difference? Yeah, all you need is a teeny match. Yeah. Light a piece of paper. Put it on the bed and go in the other room. Huh? Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. It won't be long. It won't be long. Glory be to God. You may have 1 hour for that whole house burned down. You tell fire makes a difference, baby. It makes a difference, and that's what we need. Amen. The world is dying. Amen. Glory be to God. Where's the fire? Huh? Souls are going to hell. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Everything taking them out of here. Bloodshed. Amen. COVID. Accidents. Cancer. Amen. Glory be to God. Suicide. What? Where's the fire? Where's the fire? Glory be. Because we have to be passionate. Amen. Don't nobody want to be a part of something and we coming all sad and our head down talking about maybe this and maybe that. Amen. We got to have some fire. Amen. Glory be to God to make other people say, I want what you got. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Next thing you know, they got it. Amen. They on fire. Don't even know how they got on fire because they was in the way of fire. Amen. Glory be to God. You ain't got to want fire to be on fire. All you got to do is be in the way of fire. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If somebody's house on fire, the fire department don't get there quick enough, the whole block gonna burn down. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. A whole city was taken off the map in California a couple years ago, if y'all remember. Glory be to God. Fire. Glory be to God. Fire. And beloved, amen, it's time for us to rekindle it. Too many sad Christians. Glory be to God, giving the devil all the glory, giving the devil all the praise. Glory be to God, hallelujah. They don't have no testimony. Anybody got a testimony? You got a room of 50 Christians, everybody looking at one another. Glory be to God, a room of 50 Christians. Anybody want to pray? And they putting up one finger, going to the bathroom. Come on, saints, we got to cut out this. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let's get some fire back. Stand up for Jesus. Amen. Some fire. So I look, you don't got me stirred up. The word already went out. But see, amen, I'm on fire now. Amen. She done lit that match. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now I'm on fire. That's how this thing happens. Amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, we got to expect something. We got to want something. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, hallelujah, as we close today. Let me tell you something. Glory be to God, hallelujah. God don't want nobody in heaven that don't want to be there. Woo! What do you think you're going to be doing up in heaven? Looking at your watch and go where? God don't want nobody in heaven that don't want to be there. Come on, saints, get some joy back. Get some joy back. I don't care what's going on in your life, how bad it is. It could be worse. And give God some praise for what it is. In all things, give thanks. Get your joy back. Get your fire back. We kindle the fire of the Holy Ghost. Well, thank you, my sister. Amen. Awesome. Timely word. We have a lot of people on the line today. God bless all of you for signing in. We all know where you're calling from. We know in Philadelphia already this year. Glory be to God. And we still got another two months. Amen. We got almost 500 people been murdered.
Oh, almost 500 people. Folks, Stace, where do you think the majority of them 500 people went? Just come on, let's be straight up. We always want to put somebody in heaven when they die. You know they ain't had no testimony.
Oh, mama.
Where do you think the majority of them 500 people went? They bust hell wide open. And we walking around like ain't nothing to it. Like we don't have a mission. Like we don't have a work to do. Glory be to God. And concerned about everything but the Lord's work.
Woo!
Now get on fire, Beck, so you can become passionate about what God has called you to do. And this is tied up into our benediction. You want to know why there's so much violence, so much evil, so much intensity? You want to know why? Because Satan knows more than some of us act like we know. Satan looking at his watch and know that his time is almost up. Beloved, Jesus could come within the next 24 hours. One thing for sure, he on the way back, and the devil know that his time is almost up. And so what? Because the devil can't get, the devil is not in hell. But he on his way. But and when he gets there, he can't get out. He can't repent of his sins. It's over for him. So the devil knows no return for him. So what he is doing right now, beloved, so y'all can know what's happening, is since the devil know that his destiny is hell and it's no return, he's taking as many people as he can with him. He can't get to God, so he's getting to God's people. And the real sad part is right now, he's getting to our children.
Mm-hmm.
You better keep your children covered up under the blood.
Hallelujah.
He said, I can't get to you. I'll get to your babies. I'll get to your sons.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get to your daughters.
Mm-hmm.
Man in the store yesterday, somebody just walked up to the man, put the gun in the back of his head and take him out. Saints, are we just acting like it's just we sucking on a popsicle? It's to the point now we're not even moved with this. It's like, oh, another person down. No, get your fire back, beloved. Those are looking for the answer. They're looking for Jesus. They're wondering what's up with the world. You're carrying the answer. Get your fire back so you'll be concerned to let them know that Jesus is the answer, that Jesus saves, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You can't represent Jesus if you don't have no fire. You can't represent Jesus if you don't have no passion. If everything else is more important to you, 2 hours of Facebook, 2 minutes of the word, 2 hours of TV, glory be, 4 hours of TV, amen, 5 minutes of the word, 3 hours of social media, glory be to God, hallelujah, and 5 minutes of prayer, it ain't gonna work. No prayer, no power. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. Saints, we got to rekindle the fire. We got to rekindle the fire. God is counting on you. And God knows this generation needs it. God knows this generation needs it. Suppose somebody had cared enough, amen, to reach out to that young man before he pulled the bullet, before he pulled the trigger. Well, they ain't going to listen to me. How you know? How you know he ain't even trying? You just can't let everybody go to hell because the devil want them? Rescue the perishing. You can't make nobody get saved, but we have an obligation to make a deposit in them.
Thank you.
Pray for them. But you can't do it if you don't have no fire. All right, that's it, you girl. You done rekindled the fire. You done rekindled it. In Jesus' name, we want to thank God for the word of God on today. We want to thank God for our evangelist, Jackson, who brought a timely word. my God, a timely word. Amen. And we bless Jesus. Hallelujah. And to God be the praise. Okay, okay, okay. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to receive our offering on today. Bless be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Anyone would like to sow into the word. Sow into the word. That's what we're sowing into. That's where the blessing is. That's where the multiplication is. That's where the return is. That's where the harvest is. I didn't say plan into Ernestine Jackson's life. I didn't say plan into life where Jesus. I said plan into, amen, the soil or the word. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the seed. Amen. Hallelujah. They're bringing forth, amen, the fruit and the harvest. Several ways that you can sow. Amen. Glory be to God. Our website is www.lifewordjesus.org. LifeWordJesus.org. Amen. Hit the donate button there. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. $LifeWordJesus. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Glenside, PA 19038. Amen. And so we want to thank God for you and you and you. Amen. Please come visit us tomorrow. If you know anybody that's home, anybody, amen, at 12 o'clock noon, we have a live service right here on this same platform. Amen. There's no time and distance in the spirit. Amen. And we come and we have a live service. Amen. Virtual. Amen. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. So tomorrow at 12 o'clock, amen, every morning at 5, matter of fact, they are, they were Instagramming me. They was missing me this morning on Facebook Live. Our friends from Africa. We got friends in Africa. Glory be to God. When it's 5 o'clock our time, it's 10 o'clock their time. And they looking for me this morning. I want to say, look, God gave me Saturday all, bro. Amen. But I'm going to make a connection with them. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. 5 o'clock live, 30 minutes of prayer every morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And the altar of prayer. Amen. The altar of prayer. We meet, amen, 12 o'clock noon. And then we meet at 9 o'clock, 5 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays. Amen. If you want prayer, want the prayer intercessors to pray for you, with you, please come and join us. We want to thank God for our Friday night prayer, praise party. Last night, amen, after the Lord, amen, led me that it's okay for us to move our time. We're going to be meeting now at 9 o'clock instead of 10 o'clock. Amen. Glory be to God to give us that extra hour. Amen. And hopefully we won't be as tired and sluggish. Amen. Amen. Because, you know, we are all getting older. Amen. And we all have a very productive weeks. Amen. So we're going to try starting with our next praise party. We're going to be meeting at 9 p.m. instead of 10 p.m. and see, amen, what the Lord wants to say. All right, please visit our website at lifewordjesus.org, amen, to find out more about our ministry. And we bless be the name of Jesus. Okay, I see today, amen, I think I saw Sister Hattie, amen. I get a report. Okay, there it is right there. All right. All right. Some things are moving around here. She is on the line. Amen. Her birthday was yesterday. So what we're going to do, amen. First of all, we want to thank everybody for visiting. Amen. We want to thank all of you for your support. Amen. We love you here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We're going to give the benediction since we have so many visitors today. Amen. And thank God for you chiming in. And then what we want to do for those of you who want to stay on the call, we want to, amen, give our Sister Hattie some love, amen, for her birthday that was on yesterday. Amen. So, again, please, visitors, let this not be the last time. Amen. Glory be to God. And please come and visit us again. Amen. And we give God the praise, the glory, and all the honor. Bishop Lawrence Williams is celebrating his 11th church anniversary this weekend. Amen. The banquet is tonight. Amen. And then the service is tomorrow afternoon. Well, I think it's tomorrow morning and tomorrow afternoon. Amen. So if you can stop in and see Bishop Lawrence Williams, 1980 Church Lane. Amen. Support him and his wife and the church. Amen. If not, please pray for them. Amen. And we bless the name of Jesus. Amen. Before we give the benediction, evangelist, amen, any thing else you would like to say? Like if you any, I always like to see if there's anything else you would like to say, any announcements you'd like to make. Amen. We like to do that before we give the benediction.
God bless you. Not at this time. Just continue to keep me in prayer that I just continue to do the work of the Lord. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. And God bless you too. Amen. And to God be praised. Thank you for an awesome word, rekindling the fire of the Holy Ghost. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth. We thank you for the woman of God. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that your word will never return into you void, but it will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. So, Father, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father. We ask that you would forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, anything that will prohibit, Father God, us from expanding, Father God, in your kingdom. And we bless you, Father God, for rekindling the fire of the Holy Ghost. Father, revive us again with fresh oil, fresh fire, in Jesus' name. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now to him who was able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. We bind every spirit of retaliation against the evangelists for bringing forth, amen, such a powerful word. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind it even against our own lives. No weapon formed against us will prosper. Amen. In Jesus' name, Father God, and we refuse to be in the right place at the wrong time this day and every day. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And to God be praise, glory, and all the honor. Amen. And Satan is defeated. Amen. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Amen, amen, and amen. All right. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And okay. Excuse me one second. Sister Deaconess Hattie Cooper, are you there?
Yes, good morning, Pastor.
Good morning to you. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. We pray that your birthday yesterday, amen, was the happiest birthday that you have known in all of your years. Amen. Glory be to God that God gave you your heart's desire. Amen. Hallelujah. And that it was filled with joy, filled with love, filled with gifts, filled with surprises. Amen. We know it was filled with God. Amen. And so we just thank God for you. Amen. How you are a blessing to the Lord's kingdom. Amen. Glory be to God. Always in the vineyard. Amen. Working and doing the work of ministry. Amen. How you are a blessing to the life, word, Jesus, kingdom, ministry. Amen. As an ordained deaconess. Amen. Hallelujah. Just a blessing. Amen. As a friend. Amen. Glory be to God. A serving. And in any capacity, in every capacity, amen, that the Lord has given you to do, you're faithful to your calling. You take it very serious. Amen. Even as a prayer warrior in this ministry, I have seen you get up and leave funerals and places. And when we was out, amen, to serve on the prayer call, I mean, when someone else would just say, look, I'm not there, someone else do it. Amen. I have seen you walk out, even when I believe your husband was buying your wedding rings. Glory be to God. He was in the store waiting for you, and you was on the prayer line. I mean, you're just so, so faithful. Amen. And so it's just a pleasure, amen, to be acquainted with you, a pleasure to have your friendship. Amen. And we love you here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. I love you. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And I know we love you. I like you because you're straight up person. Amen. You don't sugarcoat it. And I see God giving you more grace. Amen. He's layering all of that with grace. So you're just becoming better and better and better, a better person. And so we just thank God for you. And Brother David, amen. So we just want to say from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, and especially from me, Dr. Alfreda, you know, that happy birthday. Happy birthday. Yesterday was your birthday, but, you know, hopefully you'll be at least celebrating all this weekend. Amen. Maybe for the rest of the month. Amen. Glory be to God. So God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I'm going to open up the lines right now. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. For anybody who desires to share with our minister Hattie, amen, I'm going to open up the floor right now in Jesus' name. And so just the floor is open.
Praise God, my sister. Peace and blessings to you.
Happy
birthday to you.
Birthday. Good morning. Could you hear me?
Yes.
Good morning. Good morning, Reverend Bradford. Praising God for the word from Ernestine, Minister Ernestine Jackson, and last night prayer, and the Holy Ghost was in everything from last night to this morning, and right now, as the Lord allowed me to speak, and I just want to say happy birthday to you, Sister Hattie. I know I've been in your presence many of times, and I just love you so much. You have so much to offer, and I thank God for you. I thank God for Reverend Bradford, Tyrone. You know, the names is endless, especially the message for today, fire, rekindling the fire, and I thank God for that, because I was a little laid back in the last couple of months. I don't know what God put into my spirit, you know, to be still and know that he is God, and I know he's used me as I call people on the phone or I see him, and whatever, I know gifts that he has given me, but I certainly say I just thank God for this prayer line and seeing Reverend Bradford on the on Facebook and seeing her daughter and hearing her mom, and you know, everything is just so awesome. God is just that good, and I just thank him for your birthday and hoping and blessing you many more. I was already thinking yesterday of your birthday, but God is so good, and I just love you guys, and from the bottom of my heart, you're real, you're honest, you're genuine. You all that God has stored upon your life, and I tell everyone I can think of, now I don't have to say anything because they can go on the line and get it for themselves. So God bless these wonderful people of God, and they're dear, they're just wise, they're just open, and so many other things I could say this morning, but God bless you, my dear, and you have a blessed day. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
God bless you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Minister Hattie, we truly, truly appreciate you being one of the pillars that not only have lifted us up, but you continue to not only lift us up, but to hold us up. You are truly one of the milestones of our ministry, and we love you. Thank you. We just ask God to continue to challenge his blessings to pursue his grace and glory upon you and your family. So enjoy this day. Enjoy the next. Enjoy the call. But make sure you take time for yourself to enjoy yourself. To God be the glory.
Yes. Awesome.
Thank you, Brother Tyrone. Thank you, God bless you. Love you, too.
So humble.
Good morning, Hattie. This is Joanne.
And, good morning, Jo.
I'm kind of emotional about your birthday. Because when I think about you, I think about how you came and anointed my husband when he was in his sick bed, and how you came in with the spirit all around you, and you showed your love for me and my family, and how God used you, and how the love that you have for me, you just poured it out. And I know, you know how much I love you. You are such a good friend. Can you talk to me? And you, we lift each other up. And it was you who taught me how to cast out illness of my body, how to speak it out of my life. And it worked so well. And even yesterday and the day before yesterday, how my numbers are down, even better than the doctors. And it's because of God's grace and your teaching. And my birthday wish for you is God just bless you indeed. Just keep you humble and bold the way you are. And you had asked the other night on a prayer that God will quiet you down. But no, God made you the way he wanted you to be because he has to be heard. His word has to be heard. That's why he gave you, I'm going to say, a big mouth and used it for his glory. And if the people don't like it, so be it, because God's using you for his praise, and all his hallelujahs and glory belong to him. And I'm going to call you. I'll talk to you on the phone for everything else, because I don't want to take up all the time. But I never figured how the room lit up in the glory of the Lord. Even the people in the other day, they fell in love with you too. And you know all about it. So God just bless you and keep you is my prayer. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face on you and be gracious to you. Amen. 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 Love you, girl. Peace and grace. Love you too, Jill.
Awesome.
Thank you, Jill.
Love. You there.
Happy, happy birthday. Give honor to God, Dr. Pastor Bradford and Evangelist Ernestine. Thank you for that word. Truly, it was a, like Pastor said right now, word. Speaking as Hattie, you are God's daughter. You're Staffy. And when I first met you, you know, it was when at Pastor Bradford's ministering and you were surrendering to the Lord. You know, and how she took the time, you know, and we took the time standing just seeing you surrender. And it's awesome, awesome to see that the birth takes a moment, but the growth takes a lifetime, and God is truly blocking you. And when you show up, I love you from the time I met you because you would come in with your fashion statement, and you are a daughter of a king. And we should be where we address to show people that we are daughters of the King. And I love you, and may God continue to show up in your life and show out for you and your family. Happy, happy birthday, and many, many more. God bless you. Love, Minister Morton.
Thank you, Minister Morton. I love you, too. Thank you very much.
Amen. Keep on showing up.
Happy birthday, Minister. Minister, Deaconess, Evangelist, Hattie Cooper. Oh, God bless you. God bless you on your birthday. And I too, just want to join the chorus in lifting you up and rejoicing with you. This is Sister Priscilla. And I'm rejoicing with you on your birthday and thinking of, and I just want to also, those who have met you and who know you personally and some intimately, I'm looking forward to the anniversary gathering where I will get a chance to meet you, because knowing you or just being in your presence virtually is such a blessing to me. I just praise God for you and how genuine you are, how you are totally a straight shooter. You don't fiddle faddle. You don't play. You speak the truth. You speak the truth. You pray so earnestly. You talk to the Lord. You speak to the Lord. You let the Holy Spirit guide you as you are intercessing and lifting up everyone else and the whole world. And I just praise God and thank Him for you and wish you a happy and joyous birthday. We rejoice with you. I just praise God for you and all that you bring to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry awesome. And to us individually, because you do speak. You speak to our situations and to our family situations. You speak to us individually. You're transparent enough to even bring forth, to let us know when your spirit is disturbed about things, and so that we can lift you up as well. And so I just want to on yesterday I thought about you and thought about in the context of rest and how God does allow for rest and sometimes the warriors, I mean, have to program it in, Minister Cooper. I'm thinking that you sometimes you just need to program the rest in, to take the time for yourself, because you're on it all the time. You're evangelizing all the time. Sometimes it's even frustrating for you, but make purpose and make time during your new year to rest.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, I love you. Happy birthday. Happy New Year.
Thank you. God bless you. Love you too. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning to everyone on the line. Happy birthday, Deaconess Cooper. God bless you. Bless you many more. I thank you for the prayer for me and my family.
Yeah.
I thank you so much. Just like Minister Priscilla said, it's really genuine when you do go in. And you send them prayers up, tumbling for them. And I thank God for that. You know, for your genuine spirit. And when we do get a chance to get together, ain't nothing like laughter. Nothing like laughter. And we all got something to laugh about and to be about our children. And I just thank you. I just thank you for your spirit. You know, they talk about some roses. Yeah, I'll give you your roses right now. Roses are red. Almonds are blue. And sugar are sweet. And so are you. So I want to say happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
God bless you many more. He give you your heart desire. May everything that you want today, God grant it to you. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Love you.
Jesus.
And take the fire for our Lord. Keep it going. They say it's not given to the swift. They give it to the one that who endured to the end.
God bless you. All right, all right. Praise the Lord. Has everyone spoken who desires to speak? Amen and amen. With the God be praised, glory, and honor. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Patty, we love you. Amen. We really, 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 really love you. Amen. And Jesus loves you better, and Jesus loves you more. Amen. So just have a super duper duper weekend. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And then that's for everybody else under the sound of my voice. Amen. Everybody have a good weekend.
Amen.
And whatever you do, keep Jesus on your mind. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Can I say something to the ladies?
Okay.
Sister Hattie, we'll give you the last word, Sister Hattie.
Okay. When you're done. The blessings of the Lord. I just thank God for all his blessings. Praise shall continuously to be in my mouth. I just thank God out of 62 years of the last, well, I could say the last 40 years on this birthday, you guys made it very, very special. You guys put the icing on the cake. And sometimes you don't feel appreciated, but today you guys made me cry. Really, really made me cry with tears of joy to know that I am appreciated. And I thank God for all of you. I love you. I love your families. I want the best for you. I want the best for your families, your children, your grandchildren. I just want the best for everybody as well as myself. And for God to give you guys the desires of your heart. Like I said, I don't come on the line to play. I don't come on the line to cover anything. I come on the line because the Lord has me to come on the line. I thank God for Pastor Bradford and all her teachings and her friendship and being a pastor and being straight up and herself. And, you know, it's just a joy. You know, I don't do this for show. I don't do this to play. If it was left up to me, I wouldn't do it at all. But God would not give me the rest, and he's not finished with me yet. And the message this morning, I thank God for the message, because the message is to rekindle the fire. Kindle the fire in everything, everything, even in our relationships, our marriage, our children, our grandchildren, our neighbors, our friends, everybody that we know, and especially with God, the Holy Ghost fire. We can't do anything without the Holy Ghost fire. The Holy Ghost fire, you can tear down mountains, you can tear down trees, you can tear down and break chains. You can tear the darkness of the kingdom down with the Holy Ghost fire. But when we are missing that fire, we are weak. So I thank God for Evangelist Jackson. It was a reminder for me. And Pastor, I thank you for the card, because your card matched is confirmation to Evangelist Jackson. A message on today.
Wow.
I just thank God. I didn't want to be disobedient to the Lord on yesterday, but God already talked to me about yesterday. So today was today, not yesterday, because God gets all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. And I give it all back to him. He's the love of my life, because no one else can do for me what God can do for me. He kept me alive this far, 62 years, and out of all of the heartaches, struggling, and the pain, and the back and forward, and
fighting the kingdom of darkness and still fighting and going to fight until I die. Purpose.
So I know that
I got to take it with strive and just keep on pushing and keep on plucking and keep on pulling and just keep the faith. Being in faith with God is the only thing that's going to bring me through. So I really, really, truly thank you guys for praying for me and my family, for me and my husband, my children, my grandchildren. I thank God for y'all. Because it wasn't for y'all in the background sometimes praying for me, I don't know where I would be at. The prayer of the righteous develops my mind. So we need each other. Iron does sharpen iron. And I don't take no praise. No praise. I give God all the praise.
Right. It belongs to him. That's right.
It belongs to him or who I am.
Right.
Yes.
Sometimes I don't even like myself who I am because of who he made me. I'm just learning to accept who I am and how God made me.
Yes.
I just told my husband the other day. I told my husband yesterday. Only thing I want to do, I want to ride. I want to ride on your bike. Let's just go back riding. That's all I wanted. I didn't want nothing. If I got something, I got something. If I didn't, I didn't. I was just being grateful that I was alive to see my children, to see my grandchildren, to reach this old age. Because our children are dying young. They're not even getting gray hair. They're not even getting gray hair.
Right, talk about it.
They're not getting it because they're not lasting long. And I just told him, I said, he didn't feel like it. He didn't feel like my husband put up a lot with me, y'all. A lot. Woo. I am a lot to be put up with. And he does. I thank God for him, for how humble he is to me, for how he don't let me want for nothing, how he's just there for everybody else, even everybody else. Me and my husband compliment each other. He's there for everybody else. I'm there for everybody else. Then we both heads. I just thank
I
God
that's
that
God is the glory. God
is
the glory.
All the glory. Sometimes, God, like Sister Priscilla said, rest. Sometimes I do need that rest because you call on me so much sometimes. I know right from wrong. I know when I can do it, when I can't do it. I'm ready to say no. But when the Holy Spirit said, go, 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 you got to go. He can give you the rest when it's time. You got to hang up that phone. You got to leave that phone. Be. Get back to him. If it's an emergency,
go
somebody
ahead.
Else will get to you. Tell you. You know, so I thank God for everything, you know. And I was dislike myself for who I was. And that's bad. Because he started liking me for who I am. But then when
that's
they started reading the Bible and reading stuff about what tribes I came from, who am I, Lord? Who am I?
That's
what did you make me to be? Where am I?
That's
why am I?
Oh, my God.
Why am I going through this? Why, Lord? Why?
And
then when I started reading about on different tribes and the Hebrew tribe and all of those tribes and stuff like that, then I'm starting to know exactly what my purpose is and who I am and why people don't like me. I know they didn't like Jesus, but we're not talking about Jesus. We're talking about Eddie.
That's
you
right.
You know, now I know why. Now I know why, because I stand for justice. I stand for truth.
That's right.
That's why.
Hallelujah.
So now, I thank God that I'm learning. Moses didn't get his calling until he was 80 something. Well, I'm 60 something, 62. Thank God. So now I'm learning. I didn't know yesterday, but I know today. Thank you, Jesus.
That's all I got to say.
Amen. Thank God. I thank God.
Amen.
I make mistakes. I'm not perfect or anything like that. Like I tell my husband, no, I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect, but I'm different. I'm different.
That's right. That's right. That's
I
right.
Like that. I'm not perfect. But I'm
that's right.
And now I know that
we're
I'm
different.
That's right.
You know, I'm different.
Different.
That's right.
I try to be somebody that I'm not. But it makes me a happy camper.
Yes,
I'm not
right.
a happy camper
right.
when I'm not myself.
Right.
That's
right.
That's so
true.
Right.
I'm a happy woman. I'm suppressed. So let me be who I am and you be who you are.
That's right.
That's right.
As long as I give the love that God gives me in spirit
that's
and
right.
the truth, his love, there's nothing yeah. else I can do about it.
That's right.
Like I told my
Amen.
Husband yesterday, the little Caucasian kids, we go to the market, we go wherever we go. The little Caucasian kids, they reaching out to me, they trying to come to me, they want me to love
yeah.
them. I don't know what these babies want, but like I told my husband
yeah.
yesterday, I told him, I said, sweetie, these little kids, white kids better leave me alone before they get me in trouble. Before they get me in trouble.
Hallelujah.
But I just go and I just say hi to them and I still
yeah.
put my
yeah.
love out there to
that's
them
right.
they see something.
That's right.
They see
Hallelujah.
Something that they see in me.
That's
so
right.
I just
yes.
give them the love anyway.
Hallelujah.
But I'm going to close out. I love y'all. I thank
mm-hmm.
y'all. But every continue to keep us
mm-hmm.
in prayer because we need, you know,
yeah.
we on that front line and we praying for people. The enemy attacks us so bad. It don't make no sense, but we give it
right.
to God. We
Not
trust God. And we keep on moving. I'm out on the streets some Saturdays mornings. I'm out on the streets. The people are lost. We have to keep our children in prayer. We have to keep our young people in prayer. Them 30-year-olds with these children. Some houses I go to, guys, the houses are dirty. The children are dirty. Clothes all over the floor. You can't even walk in the door.
It's
so bad. And you just pray for them. They don't clean up. They don't have kids running around.
They
dirty. They lost. They tell all their parents. And the parents
yes.
sit there with the eyelashes. And I'm not being smart, guys. I'm not being critical. I'm not shutting them down. They need help. What
yes.
they do,
yeah.
they can
you can't put them down.
The
you got to look them up and laugh.
Yes, the eyelashes, the hairdos, and the clothes. Getting the nails done, getting the feet done,
mm-hmm.
putting the eyelashes
mm-hmm.
on, getting the wings, and the wigs cause
no
the arm and the leg. And then when you see the kids and you go to the house, the witnesses and stuff, the kids are dirty. They sitting in the car. You ask them, so these little children is like 2 and 3 years old. And you're 4 or 5 years old. They're out on the streets and you ask your children, you knock on the door, and you ask your children where your mama at. They said, she over there sitting in the car.
Yep.
She's sitting in the car with my children running around. But the thing of it is, okay, ma'am, I have a gift for you. The gift is
mm-hmm.
the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You take this flyer. I'm good. I'm Muslim.
Yeah.
I'm Muslim. You know,
yeah.
it's a lot. And like Pastor was saying earlier, I don't sit back and let these people just go to hell. No, I do witness to the folks. It's up to them after they hear the message and what they do with the message.
That's right.
And we need more out on the streets to witness to these folks. I mean,
yeah.
I'm going to be honest, and I'm going to close out. I've been on the streets all during the pandemic. I didn't get rest. So Sister Priscilla, the Lord touched her heart. I didn't get rest
mm-hmm.
during the pandemic. I wasn't in my comfort of my home and during the pandemic. I think I stayed home 1 month. 1 month. And the whole pandemic, I was out on the streets witnessing, and through the whole pandemic, I never got any rest. My husband retired.
Mm-hmm.
He retired, and I left him to go witness on the street. because the fire wouldn't let me sit home.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to either die in here, or I was going to die outside. I was going to die in the grocery store. I was going to die on the street. Because if I had to go to the grocery store, I had to go in the pandemic to get to the grocery store. Because
that's
the only place we had to go is to the grocery store. All the money.
Right.
So I was going to die with reason where to go. And if I'd have died, I'd have died in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I never even got rest. Never got rest during the pandemic, the whole pandemic. And didn't even get any money out of the pandemic. If any money came to my hands, my husband gave to me. Not a government, not no one.
That's right.
So
that's right.
I know how it is to see the people out on the streets, the lost souls. My heart goes out to hear these young people getting killed, getting shot up, and leaving here without Christ Jesus. And that's why I push myself. Because what I do for others, God will do for me. I leave
my home. Right.
God said we cannot be his disciples unless you leave. Mother, father, sister, brother, you cannot be his disciples.
That's what he says.
Yeah.
Right.
So I ask you guys, if anything, just keep me in prayer.
Keep me covered under the blood. I need that extra strength.
Because when I don't even want to witness, the Holy Spirit won't let me not witness. So I need you guys to keep me in prayer. In Jesus' name, I thank you. I love you. God bless everyone. And I will enjoy my day today. My daughter's going to come and take me out or whatever they're going to do or whatever. So thank you, Jesus, for that. So I whatever they're going to do. So I am happy. I am so happy. I never shared a tear like this before. You guys really brought joy to my heart. I really thank you guys. I love you. Back to you.
Happy birthday.
Amen. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for loving us. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for the brotherhood, the sisterhood. Amen. Thank God for us. Yeah. Amen. One in Christ. Amen. Just loving up on one another as God loves us. Amen. And so we bless God. Amen. So everybody have a beautiful day. Amen. May, and the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. And amen. And God bless you. And I love you. Pastor Bradford signing out. Amen. Amen. You're welcome. Thank you. Amen.
Love you, wonderful women and men.
Amen. Thank you. Love you too. Thank you. God bless you.
Have a blessed every day. Awesome. Mm-hmm.